Hello and welcome. It's that time of the week again. It's the time for the podcast of Marketing Goodies by Godspeed. Thomas Dill, hello and welcome to yet another episode. This time around, we're going to talk about automations. We have seen that over the last few months, more and more companies are moving to the automation system. That does not mean we're trying to replace individuals, but we're trying to make them better, more efficient. And I'm very delighted to be bringing somebody who's been helping many businesses of all sizes across the UK to automate the marketing, the sales and their services. Let me introduce you to Bart Kowalczyk from Automated Now. Hello.
Hello. Thanks for inviting me to your podcast.
You're very welcome, Bart. But there's so much going on in terms of marketing right now, and more companies want to be efficient. But how do we make efficiency without actually cutting down positions? I mean, one of the answers is potentially moving into a better software that is going to make things easier. So tell us, how did you get into automation and what businesses are you involved with?
If you're an entrepreneur and if you run businesses, sooner or later you will end up with what I call the database mess. And some of you might laugh about this, but yes, having a website, having a number of forms from the website, then before pandemic, attending the events, networking events, business cards, then obviously MailChimp, Eventbrite. By the end of the day, what you will get is actually having a different database of people contacts in different places, and you don't have any source, one source, what I call source of truth about where your business stack. So I run two business networking groups and manage about 4,000 database, and I always was in hunt for something that I can optimize. And I use MailChimp, I use Capsule CRM, I use Sugar CRM, I use, I think, another two or three. And I finally ended up with HubSpot that gave me a little bit more into automation. How I ended up is obviously events. I organize events, and some people who attended the events, I want to build up the profile, how they engage with us. I ended up with organizing about 50 events annually now. Without automation, I probably will be lost.
Sure. I mean, why is it important to build a persona of a customer? I mean, why do we want to know so much about him or her, and where do they, what content they engage with, where do they come from? I mean, how can marketers use this? What are the benefits of building that persona and that profile of a customer?
I think the quick answer to this question is that you can sell only to one type of client, really. So you can't sell your product or service to everyone, and you need to define who is your actually target audience. And sometimes the answer is pretty obvious. Okay, I run restaurant, and I want to target everyone who is hungry. But obviously, if you get into the more specifics, maybe you want to target people with the kind of vegetarian people or vegan people and so on. And then you ended up with actually defining your audience very, very clearly. So the personalization is a key. Number one, why? Because there are loads of different, what I call also the information around us, Facebook and so on. And there are information that are not fit to us. We want to be more personalized now. And the client is a little bit more sophisticated, so they do research. Everyone is using mobile phones and smartphones and so on, and search you. What you want to do, you want to build that relationship. And the only way you can build the relationship on is based on personalization. And once you actually build any personalization within your marketing, then you realize then much more conversion rate, much more click-through rate, and then obviously quicker time for someone who will become your customer, from lead to customer. So that lots of benefits of personalization.
I mean, that was going to be my next question. I mean, how do you kind of make automation personal? But you've answered that question ahead, so that's great. What do you think are the key communications formats or channels, and how to automate them?
I think the basic one is obviously emailing or what I call notification. So one of the example is if someone, let's keep the example of the vegan or vegetarian restaurant. If you actually have some nice blog post and someone actually sign up to the blog post about your new recipe or new menu that will be available, then obviously that is one of the way is send a notification. Just one email without much more detail. It's just the hello, this is your message about our new blog post. Have a look and hope you like it. So notification, emailings, but also when it comes to channels is to actually ask the right question at the right time. So we can use the forms to collect the data about the prospects, and then that data could be used inside the emailing campaign. Another way to use the personalization is what we call smart content. So imagine if someone actually is in your database and actually book the table in the restaurant, and and you know about this, then what you can do, you can if you know this data, then you can present different content on your website, and in that case you will be more relevant to them.
Okay, so it's great that you're telling me all about this, but how do we start and where do you recommend starting when it comes to automations? I mean, do you need to have a X amount of contacts? Do you need to think more about the different type of business you are? I mean, how would you recommend sort of getting started?
I think first question is what do you want to achieve in terms of both automation and contact management. Number one achievement could be, okay, I want to achieve more engagement, or I want to achieve a little bit more database to be built. Second thing is to actually look at where your database is and segment them and ask yourself, what is your relationship towards those contacts? How they ended up actually in your database? And once you actually build this up, you realize that you've got, geographic locations, for example. If you sell in the UK, then it might be worth actually divide people by location. So once you actually develop the way how you can segment your database, the second thing is obviously to have a system in place. So you can create a list of contacts, for example, so you can send different messages to different people. Another example is how you can make a customization and automation is obviously a classic example of having a birthday. And if you sell some gifts, for example, you can send a money or voucher to the people. And the question is obviously how you collect this data. So there is loads of different clever ways you can organize a competition or some other engagement and ask them at some point, well, what is your birthday day? So you will get the surprise gift from us. And once you actually start collecting the data, then you will get a number of obviously people who are in your database with the date of birth known. You can easily actually use this and send automation, let's say a month before, 2 weeks before, with a voucher code to your e-shop. So that is one of the example.
I wouldn't be myself if I wouldn't ask the questions about GDPR, and obviously the beg of many marketeers, the fact that obviously collecting data these days and even processing the data and using it for any promotional purposes is so hard since the introductions of sort of enhanced GDPR. Obviously, we all don't know how that's going to shape after the whole transition period and coming out from the EU, whether that we're going to have a different practice or whether we're going to stick to GDPR. But how can we ensure that whatever we're doing is legal? Most importantly, we've got the permissions to obviously use those informations for further marketing and further automations.
Everyone is now a little bit picky when it comes to sharing the data. And creativity. So let's use our creativity. Why? We need to give a little bit of reason, more reason why people want to give you a number one email or whatever data, but number two, the consent. So obviously, what I would advise is to create really good content that will give reasons why you won't give that data to me, how you will store it. You can have a number of blog posts, how do you take care of your database. But what I would also say is don't spam people, so don't send too many messages. And one of these, some people actually, when it comes to starter package in HubSpot, for example, they limit number of emails by 5,000 a month in the basic package. And then some people are actually put over and saying, okay, there are limitations. But this is actually a really good idea. Don't send too many messages to people. Send the messages in the right time, and then you will get much better engagement rate. So and then people will be able to pass your message about your product or service somewhere else. But when it comes to GDPR itself, obviously have CRM, most of the CRM systems now, they've got a consent in their forms, so make sure that this is amped into your forms, and make sure that you actually be honest, be authentic. Why will you use this data for? And one of the examples, obviously, to send money off vouchers to create number of educational emails, so they will only get the emails that they can expect that they will get. So create different subscription types. One of that is another example. So don't send all messages to everyone, just to send the message that they expect. So if you set in that form in GDPR that you only send the updates about your next blog post, don't send the invite to the event. So it's just try to be a little bit more try to identify those gaps, and then most of the people will appreciate the way that you approach your communication efforts.
I mean, one of the questions that definitely is worth asking here is the fact that for a lot of people, automation seems like sort of getting rid of jobs. So how do we ensure and sell the benefits to the organizations that actually it's not about the replacement of individuals, it's actually about improving and giving them better information? So, I mean, what are the benefits of implementing, let's say, and using automations? Because I think that's the real question that we need to ask ourselves.
It's a really good question. And I would say, you know, we never replace the tools. We always need humans to actually run it for you. Obviously, from the perspective of the business, it is a cost-effective way of doing things. So once you actually set up number of what I call the workflows and behavioral, based on behavior, customer behavior, and obviously you will save time basically on your staff. But what you can do also is what I call is value for the business that will increase. So imagine that if you're in a business and if you want to build something up, and eventually some of the businesses want to get, you know, sell the business, for example, or pass this business to someone else. And if you will have a great system in place, and if you actually prove that you've got this automation working really well, so you've got actually the working machine behind your business. What it means that your business value will increase. People will be able to invest in your business, for example, or buy. Another key point is automation is great, but also if you employ more people and more people, then if you have a great tool helping them to great tool for marketing, then and other staff that you're employing, they will be able to use straight away, because they will have a number of options that will help them to actually get in and start using those tools. So you don't need to actually learn them, and it will save the time to actually get them amped into the system. So time savings, value of the business, and easier to learn new stuff, how to use the systems.
I mean, we're focusing solely on the marketing aspect, but actually it can also help with sales. I mean, how can automation really help with sales? Because obviously our sales teams very often, no matter whether you're an agency like us, whether you are in the sector of selling carpets or other B2B sector services, you're going to be spending time on sales and chasing people and following up and everything else. But that can also really help from the automation perspective, that it can actually not just be the marketing service, but it could also be the sales aspects. I mean, can you sort of elaborate a little more in terms of how automation can really enhance and improve and add value from the sales perspective?
Yes, certainly. Sales is, I think, the most important part of every business. And when it comes to sales and CRM and any systems, what I would say is number one is team collaboration. So if there is a deal there, then we can collaborate using just one tool. So that's the first part. Number two is when it comes to sales is actually measurement. This is what, so we need to know in a business how many actually deals or how many opportunities do we have in our pipeline. And why this is important? Because obviously the sales is always a numbers game, and we need to know by the end of the day how many actually opportunities we need to open in order to win the business, in order to actually pay for everything. So in my case, I do run, as mentioned, the networking organization, and majority of our product is basically membership. And one of the way that we use is to automate this membership process. So obviously, if the member is actually joining us and is and we track them, their engagement, we can obviously set number of tasks, for example, for salespeople to follow up to see whether they're in their goal and whether they're happy with their membership. So the way we can do is actually once they become the client, or before even if they become client, we can collect the important data, or what I call signals, sales signals. It could be downloads, ebook download. It could be booking the phone call with your sales team. And in that case, you can actually build what I call scoring system that will give you a little bit more information how likely these people are able to do the business with you. I think is once you actually start building that process based on facts, then you realize where your sales, where you've got the gaps. It might happen that you open too many deals, too many opportunities, but actually you never move them to another stage of engagement. And then you might realize then obviously you need to work on the way how you actually educate your prospects, and perhaps you open that opportunity too early. Maybe you need to improve the way you actually opening that opportunity within your business. So when it comes to sales automation, is a measurement of your success. By the end of the day, you want to know how many deals you have opened and why you actually lost your deals, and how many were closed with winning success. Having a one place to actually measure this will benefit in the longer term.
So now the question is, why companies are not doing it? I mean, what are the sort of reasons they're not doing it? Is it because it's difficult to set up? Is it because it's difficult to tailor things to a customer? I mean, you've just said that it's super easy and you can do this quite quickly. So what are the barriers for businesses not doing automation?
Really good question. So when it comes to small business, it's probably time. So everyone's busy and nobody actually can touch it. And they always associate CRM with Excel sheet and putting, you know, data in and that is, you know, something boring really. So probably timing. There's also lots of myths about how much time and investment you need to get. And also what I can see is sometimes it's just ugly truth, because there are so many gaps in the business, and then we don't want to maybe face it. So that might be another reason. But what I would also say is that we are now living in the IT online society, digital society, and if you won't have any system in place to help you to actually understand where you are in your business, it might happen that, you know, in sooner or later you will struggle with everything that you're doing. So I would advise just get and look at whatever system you've got. I'm not saying the HubSpot is ideal. Maybe you can use any other systems that will help you to do it, and just start using it, because that is another thing. People actually open an account, they've got something there, and then suddenly there are business urgent thing, and then you don't actually do and follow up. So it's just focus, let's say 8 hours a week, focus on your CRM, build your database, clean up your database, make sure that you've got these lists, and try to actually teach your people how to use it. And once you actually get in there, you will realize how it will help you to actually grow. You might look at the data of your sales and look at, okay, my sales actually jumped because of the tools that we use.
And other than just, I just want to go back to the benefits, really. So other than the businesses benefiting from the use and implementations, what else do you think they're benefiting from the perspective of actually using and implementing it? I mean, I know we kind of asked this and answered this question, but let's just put some true facts out there. So how are the businesses benefiting from the use and implementation of automation? I mean, just four bullet points if you can.
Yeah, so number one is time saving. So it is investment at the beginning, but then once you actually invest into automation, you will save the time and you don't want to do repeated things all over again. So that will help you to focus on something else or something that will bring more business. So that's time savings, number one. Number two, single source of truth. Having an automation and CRM, that is the place that you go and you will see where you're with the business. So you're not going to only emails, you will actually see and see what where are you in the business, how many deals are opened, what is the emailing engagement, and so on. I think number three, the database now is the king. So having a system in place to actually store and process data, so data about your clients is a king, because now we're talking about personalization, but also in time, once you actually get to the thousands of contacts, then we will come into the fourth benefit of the value of the business. If you will get a really great database that is engaging with you, that is expecting emails from you, that you're and you become the expert in the eye of those people in your database, then your value of the business will jump, and obviously you will get more for your investment.
Okay, and I know at the beginning you've mentioned about the various softwares that are out there. I mean, we've got things like Salesforce, we've obviously got HubSpot, we've got Sugar CRM and everything else. But what are the best tools, I mean, that you would recommend? I mean, are there any ones that you would recommend to, let's say, a startup, and there are some other software that you would recommend to sort of medium-sized business and then to big corporate? Or you think that the softwares that are out there can actually be implemented no matter how big the business is, but you just need to pick the right package?
I think there is no easy answer to that question, because it all depends on the business benefits. Obviously, it will be different really aspects of CRM that you need for business like restaurant, for example, and different one for B2B client like business consultant, for example. So I think that there is no single answer to that question, obviously, because there are loads of different CRMs and different systems available on the market, and some of them are really tailored to different needs. What I would say is to look at what we need, really, what do you need to improve, what is not working. I used to have a MailChimp, so is MailChimp enough? Is that getting you where you want to get? I think that is probably the first question that you need to ask. And then once you actually start answering the questions about the current usage of the database, you might realize, okay, I need this and that. And I like HubSpot because it gives us a great integration with different tools, with different accounting software, for example, or Eventbrite, we organize events. But what I would see is look at what different tools that you use, and look at whether your CRM is integrating with these tools. There is also, look at the Zapier, that will help you to actually automate something that is not available there, whether Zapier is there. But also, you know, look at the community groups around you. So look at what is the support available, because by just having the system is not enough. You need to actually make it tailored to you. Look at the forums and see what and how people are using. Look at the case studies, what different businesses are using and whether this will fit well, and then request the demo. And most of the businesses are actually with Hidden CRM system, they're offering free demo, and that's fine. And then you can just figure out obviously what which one will fit you well.
And that brings me on to the point of, do we need to hire somebody who's got previous experience of working with a particular software, or can we actually educate ourselves? Because one of the questions that would probably people who are listening to this will think, well, it's great that we're going to implement the software and we're going to buy in and subscribe to this, but I don't have a clue how to use it. So what are the next steps thereafter? Do we bring a consultant on board like yourself? Do we try and educate ourselves through the sort of academies that these portals have? I mean, what would be the sort of solution to that?
I think obviously I'd love to work with more and more businesses, so happy to have and help everyone. But what I would say is that just having in mind that not that just having the subscription to the CRM is not enough. It is something that is obviously there, and then we might pay 20 quid, 50, I don't know, hundreds, doesn't matter. But this is just the first part of the story. What I would advise is just have system in place. Just play with that. You need to know. You need to be familiar with the interface. Just look at whatever knowledge bases or blog posts about this system is, have the questions. Have a proper questions and engage with other people who are using them. And by the time that you actually develop it, all depends on this, on the size of your business. But I would advise just to have in the first year of using and implementing the softwares, any softwares, have a budget in place. In your mind and see, okay, this is my budget for this, what I can do to actually achieve the goal. And start from something simple, really, and then you can develop. I'm fortunate enough to work with small business owners, but also bigger businesses who are implementing their systems. And what I would say is, once you actually develop the system, you have, let's say, 5-10 salespeople on board, loads of marketing stuff, sooner or later you'll realize that you need someone to actually help you on a regular basis to set up and change, because your business is changing, and so your CRM must change.
And can you walk us through in terms of what do you do with businesses? Because obviously you're supporting a number of businesses, as you've mentioned, from startup right through to some of the big organizations out there. But what sort of support are you offering to these companies? So for those who are listening today and potentially thinking, I do need support, what Bart can bring to my team?
So yeah, I've developed a number of free workshops because I want to educate people. I really like what I do and with the CRMs. And so first of all, if you're interested in whatever I do, just jump on one of my monthly workshop online, and usually on Fridays at 9:30 a.m. But I do help, first of all, lots of questions about the setup, how to set up. So obviously I'm helping to set you up. So open an account, putting your database into the system, slicing the database into the different chunks of people. That's probably complete basics. And then obviously integration. So we'll look up your Outlook or Gmail, and we try to implement and help. Then it's marketing piece, the landing pages, for example, or any kind of assets that you need. But also give you a hand in terms of what you need. Because if you have a CRM system, you need to ask yourself, am I ready to actually engage with these people? What I'm talking about engagement is to create the content, is to create the emailings, is to create the blog post, is to actually create something, some valuable assets for your business. If you have your own people, that's fine, but make sure that obviously they will be ready to jump in and create this content for you.
And lastly, I know I might be sort of revealing a little bit too much information, but I know you've got a podcast coming out soon, a series of podcasts. Can you tell us what you're going to be uncovering in your podcast, and what sort of things can we expect?
Yeah, so this podcast is part of one of our business networking organization, PB Link, and that will be also we will be talking with entrepreneurs who are implementing different business strategies, and we want to talk not about the business, we want to talk about the person. It will be called PB Link Stories, and we will be talking about different businesses who are actually achieving different success, and we want to focus on diversity, and we want to invite businesses who are different ethnic background and running business in the UK. And I'm excited, really. It will be launched on the 26th of November at one of our events.
Awesome. So we haven't got long to look forward to. But finally, one tip around automations to people who are listening to today's podcast.
Final tip is actually see your database and try to segment them, because once you actually know your database and you know your people who are and what they are, what is the relationship between you and them, you will then create a number of automations in system, whatever system you use.
Okay, wonderful. As you can see, there's plenty of work for marketers to do when it comes to automation. So it's not a replacement of you, but it's actually to support you and help you. I'm grateful to Bart for sharing the tips with us and spending more time. Of course, if you have got any questions, automatenow.uk is the place where you can find a lot more information, and obviously feel free to sign up some of the free sessions that Bart is running. Bart, thank you once again for being part of today's Marketing Goodies by Gottsby, and we're very much looking forward to speaking to you soon on another topic.
Thank you very much.
We'll be back this time next week, so don't go anywhere. Make sure you subscribe and continue listening to the podcast as we discover new topics of marketing and how to do better work within the marketing departments over the coming weeks.